مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this segment. It is our interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein حفظه الله. The date today is the 4th of Shaban 1446. Corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 3rd of February 2025. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Today our topic is on the masjid and defying or desecrating the masjid. Let's speak to Mufti Saab on this. Mufti Saab, please inform us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, alhamdulillah, is the 4th of Sha'ban. And Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Munawwara and in Aqsa al-Mubarak. So that is what we should know and the dua we should read. Remember, and that is Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. So that is the sunnah dua we should read, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif under the chapter Abwabul Jumu'ah. Secondly, that we know that masajid, I explained to you before also, masjid, the place of sajda, masajid, the plural, and Allah speaks of masjid and masajid in the noble Quran. So why is it so important? It's an act of complete surrender, complete submission to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Hence the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs us in Muslim Sharif, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَوَسَاجِدٌ. The nearest the slave servant comes to the mercy of Almighty Allah is whilst he or she is in sujood, in that posture of prostrating and making sajda. فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى, and make abundant dua in that posture. Another hadith says, فَقَمِنٌ أَن يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ, it is worthy that your duas will be accepted. So now tahajjud time, you woke up, you read 2 rakat, 4, 6, 8 rakats. Thereafter you go into sujood, out of salat, and you speak to Almighty Allah in whichever language you want to. So then see how your duas will be accepted, inshaAllah. Secondly, if you look at the history, Tariqul Masajid, you will come to know Allah Jalla Wala selected the prophets to build and, you know, construct the most important masajid in the world. Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, Masjidul Haram, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and then Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. 40 years after that, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, and then reconstructed by who? 40 years is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, the hadith of Abu Dharr radiallahu anh, and then reconstructed by Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai. This is the chronological order I'm giving you. Then Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Madinah Munawwara, biyadihi al-sharifa, with his own mubarak hands, he built Masjid Quba. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu assisted, other sahaba who were there, Ansar, they assisted, and so forth. And then Masjidun Nabawi was built there in the central portion of Madinah Munawwara. So it shows that these four masajid are the greatest as far as reward goes. Makkah Mukarrama first, then Madinah Munawwara, then Aqsa al-Mubarak, then Masjid Quba. After that, all the masajid, the reward is the same. You see, it highlights the importance of it. Thereafter, we are now in the month of Sha'ban, so we know in March will be Ramadan, inshallah. So now you want to sit for itikaf. You can't sit for itikaf in your house for a meal. You can't sit in for itikaf anywhere else and so forth. The shirt and prerequisite is masjid. It can't be an Islamic center or a musalla and so forth. وَلَا تُبَاشِرُوهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Under that very verse there, So the ulama have said and derived and made ijtihad is ijma. It is only place. Therefore, Allama Kasani in Badai Usanai has written that wala i'tikafa illa fil masjid. It must be a proper masjid. The land, sand is waqf, the structure is waqf, no human being and no organization is the owner. The ownership of the land, sand, the structure, min al-farshi ila al-arsh, everything belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah. So what is all this showing us? Remember that the sanctity and the greatness of a masjid and so forth. And two ahadith come to mind. Number one, Muslim Sharif's hadith, Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha, the most beloved place to Almighty Allah is the masjid and all the masajid of the world. Obviously, what the Qadianis or the Shias got, that we won't call masjid, they pakka kafir, non-Muslim themselves. We're speaking about proper masjid. And thereafter, wa abghadul biladi ilallahi aswaquha, the most hated, detested, and despised place by Allah is the market, the malls, and the bazaar. Authentic hadith in Muslim. Therefore, our fatwa will be very clear on this. That sheikhs and muftis and muftiyas and whoever else who said that the masjid has got virus, and they even said if you make sajda, then you will get sick and you'll get the virus, therefore you mustn't come to the masjid. Straight away, ka'inun man kan, whoever it is, we say is murtad out of the fold of Islam. We don't have to go further also, remember that. Very strange it is indeed, the masjid according to them got virus, but the surgeries and the mall and the places where the millions and thousands of people are moving around, there is no virus. If that is not shaitaniyat, then what is shaitaniyat? Zayyana lahumu shaytanu a'malahum. Satan, Lucifer beautifies their vices. Remember that. Allah protect us. And then one more. Nowhere you will find this. Only for masjid. One is itikaf. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iza dakhala ahadukum al-masjid. When any one of you enters the masjid, then fala tajlis. Don't sit down. Hatta tusalliya rakatain. Till you read two rakat tahiyatul masjid. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, famous hadith. Now that's an academic discussion after Fajr time, and when you read Fajr already, or Fajr time, you can you read, can't read. Hanafi say you can't read. Majority scholars say you can read. And after Asr time, and so that's an academic discussion. But we, as a Muslim male, especially who goes to masjid, we should make it part of our routine and ma'mool that once a day at least we read Tahiyatul Masjid, and daily a practice should be like that. That is the haqq of the masjid, see. And then Allah chose Anbiya alayhi salatu salam to clean the masjid. Antahira bayti ali ta'ifin wal akifin wa rukai sujood. You Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, you Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, you clean this house of mine, Masjidul Haram, Baytullah. For who? Litta'ifin, those people making tawaf here. Wal-Aqifin, those making itikaf. Wal-Ruka'i sujood, those performing salat here. Hadith in Ibn Majah, Man akhrajal adha min al-masjid, whosoever takes out some dirt. You don't have to wait for the muazzin, and you don't have to wait for the trustee, or you don't have to wait for some khadim and worker. Do yourself. So I pick up the dirt, I say, Ya Allah, the vices I got and committed, remove that also, make sattari and expunge it. Man akhrajal adha min al-masjid, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Allah will grant you a palace in Jannah. So all these virtues, hadith in Ibn Majah, so many things. So now, those of us who come to the masjid, tabligh jamaat, other people, and we fulfill the rites of the masjid, alhamdulillah, that's very, very good. Surah 22, verse 32, and that is, وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, that whosoever shows respect, reverence to the masjid, you know, then what will happen? That's a sign that he got taqwa through piety in his heart. For Baytullah itself, the Sahih hadith, Sahih ibn Khuzaymah, even Sheikh Albani said his hadith is Sahih. Man tafala tujaha al-qibla, whosoever spits in the direction of the qibla, Allah forbid. You know, people just spit anywhere. You go India, Pakistan, they eat pan and they spit. what they worry, where they spit. They spit on people also, Allah forbid. So they spit in the direction of the Qibla. Ja'a yawm al-qiyamah, they'll come on day of justice. Wa tafluhu bayna aynay, and that saliva will be between their eyes, on their forehead. Allah forbid, to humiliate them, disgrace them. So what all that is showing us? Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. That if you want success, you must have adab and respect. And if you will be a failure, then you will always show disrespect and bear adbi, Allah forbid. Let's see how the masajid nowadays are being desecrated in South Africa, Africa, other parts of the world and so forth. Number one, our Maulvis in South Africa now, they will say Sira Jalsa. They will say this Jalsa, that Jalsa. And then they bring the TV, everything inside the masjid. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, these were the same Maulanas without exclusion. They used to say absolutely haram. But Satan, Shaitan got hold of them. And now they decided to become TV actors. Before they go, they have to even put makeup in that. You know that? So you must remember that. To check their complexion mustn't be too dark. If that is not haram, what is it? وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them, they will change the creation of Allah. So remember that they want to look smart. You have to trim their beard, do this, do that. 101 things they will do, just like the woman, lipstick, dipstick, all that, makeup and all that. You know, so these type of things there. So that's number one. I am asking you three questions, simple question. What message are you giving to the awam, the public? That if you keep a TV in your house, you watch the news, you watch the sports, you watch the movies, it's all acceptable. Because we coming on TV ourselves. I mean, who's going to now draw a distinction to see the Maulana that is Jais and to see other things in not Jais? Who's going to do that? Second one is this. I was in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. I used to sit in the majlis of these big, big mashayikh. He was Ra'isul Quzat, Sheikh Salih Al-Luhaydan. I met him several times. Very great alim in Saudi. And they asked him, Ma Hukmut, right in front of the Kaaba, he was sitting there on a mataf. And on the mic he was speaking. And they asked him, Ma Hukmut Tilwaz, what is the ruling regarding TV? His answer is, La yajuz, wa huwa mukhalifun li qawlihi ta'ala, Qul lil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfadhu furujahum. And then next ayat, Surah 24, verse 30 and 31, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُمْ. So, it says not permissible when the men are there, the women are admiring them, how handsome or how funny and like a clown he looks. Oh, the woman, the men are looking at the women because now they say liberation, so the women must also come on. And then she will never come on just like that. She must doll herself up. So did not Nabi alayhi salam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَةِ وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَةً. When a lady comes out of a house, perfume, makeup, all that, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا, she passes the men. Yes, she is right in front of the men. The surah, the tasweer, the photo, image, snap, whatever you want to call it. فَهِيَ زَانِيَةً. She's just like a zaniya, an adulterer. Sahih hadith, this is in Tirmidhi. And then these maulvis, not only they'll tell you it's not jais, they will tell you it's jais and justify it, and then they'll tell you it's difference of opinion, and they're proud about it. You know what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirin. My entire ummah will be forgiven except the mujahirin. Those who commit vices, they're proud about it, and they then justify it also. What you will say then? Third one. So you must remember this. Now you were there. ABC person, XYZ. I never go for this shaitan yet. I don't call them, consider some of them to be Muslims. I call them reverend and murtads and all of them. I tell them on their face, you understand? You pakka murtads, you know. So some of you. So you must remember this here. So the point we're making here is this. Now you went on the TV, all these things here, right? So now, let us go one step further. this weekend my daughter is getting married. Example I'm giving. So now I bring in the video team, the photographer, all that. Who? Mr. Moon Sami, Mr. Stray Dong, Mr. Apple Sami, Mr. Stan, De Villiers, non-Muslim, whatever. So now, can you prevent me? How are you going to prevent me? You understand? So you're opening the doors, you understand, for all the vices to come in. So you're allowing the doors for non-Muslims to come in, whether they park, not park, they know nothing, they don't wash here, front, back, what are you going to worry about all that? But you open the doors for them. You open the doors for the ladies, because on your TV, you got the ladies in that, your previous TV station and all this kind of things. So I'll tell you, what the hell you talking, that you allow the TV there, the lady there, so why she can't come into the masjid? That's all. See all the negative messages you are sending and so forth. Third one, you are desensitizing the people. Just like this halal haram industry. Say, no, yebi tika, yebi. You know, I was making further investigation about this truck that picked up the cheese here. On the truck, the tasweer of the khinzir, the swine and the pig is on that. Now, can any Muslim in his right mind ever say that inside the truck there is halal cheese and inside the truck there is pork and haram meat and what have you and all that, and all of it is permissible and acceptable? Can you? Even can anybody say even the cheese is permissible? Okay. You understand what I'm saying? So first of all, what need there is to give non-Muslims a halal certificate? So now you made this halal, just like this banks, Sharia compliant. You open the door, the back door for the interest, you must remember that. And if you want, don't come tell me about our ulama only. The places where you studied in Azad World, you studied in Darum Zakaria, you studied in Talim Uddin, you studied in Darum Newcastle, they all say haram and not permissible. So what are you talking about? And if you say, no, Arab ulama, I can give you the books. In Rawai ul-Bayan, our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah, writes, Ahkamul Photographiyah. What do you call that? Ta'arib. They took the English word and they made ta'arib. The Arabicized it. You understand? So you call that ta'arib. So this thing. So now it became Ahkamul Photograph. Go see there. And all the Dalail people give a jawaz, he broke each one and he answered it. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, wrote a book against the tasweer and all that. They hide all these things. And there he wrote it haram and not permissible and so forth. Sheikh bin Baz, the Mufti, Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. So we should be very clear. It's not some India masla and Pakistan masla. This is the masla straight from Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا. What the Master alayhi salatu salam brought to you and gave you, so you must accept it. وَمَا نَحَاكُمْ أَنُّ فَانْتَهُ. And what he prohibited you must abstain from it. Chapter 59, verse number 7. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. So these are all issues that we are, you know the hadith what it says. مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنًا. You initiated the good thing. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu 100 years ago Islamically. You understand? So in 1926, now we 2025, so it's 100 years ago Islamically. So he started this work, Dawat, Tabligh, all that. So all the good that goes on, all that goes into his account. That is Man Sanna Sunnatan Hasana. You started Wa Man Sanna Sunnatan Sayyi'ah. You see that? Never it happened in South African Muslim history that we had TVs and all that in the masajid and all. But you all are promoting it. Those trustees who are jahil, ignorant majority of them, they'll say the Maulvi sub MKU. So our Maulvi told us this, our Mufti told us this, our Sheikh told us this. So now you see, so whoever practices on it, فَأَلَيْهِ وِزْرُوَا, that the sin will go on him and you, the people who initiated it. Now, where to where it goes to? You must understand these issues here. It's far-reaching negatives and consequences and so forth and so on. And the last point is this, that every person should ask ourselves, istafti nafsak, istafti qalbak, ask your inner conscience, ask your own conscience, you understand? That when we have a program and we know the TV stations will be there and so forth, the cameras will be there and so forth. So are we really doing it for the love of Allah, for the love of people and the love of money and so forth? Is it yu'minuna bil ghaib or is it yu'minuna bil jayb? So these are the difficult questions that we have to ask and so forth and so on.
Mufti Sahib, jazakumullah khairan for this, yeah. They said the Jews is over, so we'll have to go for the Jews now, inshallah. Is that okay?
Fine.
We appreciate Mufti Sahib's correcting our beliefs in Aqeedah with regards to the masjid. Jazakumullah khairan, make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.